This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Derek Carr, just recently released by the Raiders. He was not going to do them a solid after they did what they did to him this past season. So no surprise here. He just got released by the Raiders. Okay, so points bet. Updated their board. They've got the Panthers there as the favorites to land Derek Carr, followed very closely by the Saints, a team that Derek Carr obviously visited last week, and there were some reports that maybe they try to work out some kind of trade. Whatever, not going to happen. The Jets are also in the mix. The Jets, again, reportedly, maybe in the mix for Aaron Rodgers as well. But I don't know. Derek Carr best fits. What do you think, Matt?
Yeah, I don't love the Panthers one, just because I think, well, there's two teams here, you know, the Colts and the Panthers, who I think have pretty clearly set up that they want, you know, like a young, they want to get a young quarterback. Yeah. Even Jim Irsay at the press conference today introducing Shane Steichen's like, you know what, the kid, this is my best Jim Irsay voice. Yeah, the kid from Alabama, he looks pretty good, am I right? Which, by the way, they definitely want C.J. Stroud. They don't actually want Bryce Young. They want C.J. Stroud. That's for sure. But anyways, like, I think they want a young guy in there because they're sick of the veteran quarterback carousel. I also think Frank Reich, the old Colts coach, and the Panthers themselves are sick of being on the veteran quarterback carousel. So as much as like Derek Carr, I think would be better than any of the options the Colts have brought in lately, or certainly the Panthers have brought in lately. Like, Derek Carr is better than Sam Darnold and Teddy Bridgewater and Baker Mayfield and, you know, all these guys. I think that the coaching staff that Carolina's put together with Jim Caldwell as like a senior assistant, with Deuce Staley as an assistant coach and running backs coach, Josh McCown, fresh off the Underdog YouTube stream with Josh Norris, he's going to be the quarterback coach. You know, Frank Reich himself, these guys are quarterback groomers. It would make sense for them to try to get their mitts on a young guy. So I think those two teams don't make a lot of sense to me. The Saints, I don't know how they pull it off financially, but that would be a good fit, right? Dennis Allen is the former Raiders coach. He has familiarity with Derek Carr, and he certainly would be better than Andy Dalton and Jameis Winston. I don't know, like, from a Saints perspective, that like moves the needle much for me. Like, oh yeah, now I think the Saints are, but they could win the division, right? I think the Bucks also make sense in the NFC South as well. Just keep the window open a little bit longer. Get just competency at the quarterback position, a little bit better than competency, and go try to win the NFC South. That's why I think Bucks and Saints are probably the two teams that make the most sense to me. And my God, I would love to see like Derek Carr with Chris Olave. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Well, I think the Bucks make a whole lot of sense too, because if they eventually get their O-line healthy, which, by the way, this year was just an absolute nightmare on the health front for the offensive line for Tampa Bay. But if they get their O-line healthy, that's always been the story with Derek Carr, right? Like, ever since he broke his leg, he's been very skittish in the pocket.
Yeah.
Right? If they can get him some stability there up front, and I think the Bucs probably offer the best solution at O-line, although the Saints are right there too. I take that back. The Saints are right there in terms of their O-line as well. But I just think about
they got a little bit worse this last year, but they're definitely, they've got the guys there to potentially have a decent line.
Yeah, exactly. It'll at least be decent. And the Bucks too. It's like, you know, the year Tom Brady won the Super Bowl, their line was just like legendarily good, you know. Not the case as we go into 2023. But either way, I think both destinations are interesting. I like the Bucks just a little bit more. Just because of the receivers, they've got two guys that are obviously established veterans. And they have to be more in like a win now mode versus the Saints. I think they're just, I don't know. I think they're not that close, right? Could they win the NFC South? Yeah, sure. They could. They absolutely could because the NFC South sucks. But if we're talking about like winning playoff games, I don't think the Saints are that close, in my opinion. I don't know. I think the Tampa Bay Bucks are a lot closer to winning postseason games. And I think Derek Carr could be that guy. And then it's funny, when Derek Carr ages out, I think the entire team ages out, and then they just hit the giant reset button on the whole team, right? So it seems like their timelines would match up a little bit better, in my opinion.
The Saints, who knows what the hell the Saints think of themselves or what the Saints are every year. They're always a bit mysterious there, that's for sure. The only thing that is tough with the Bucks is that they have, like, they do have to deal with Tom Brady's dead cap hit being on the team because he retired, because they pushed those like years into the future and all that stuff. But yeah, they can, and they are currently like, I think $55 million over the salary cap for this year. So they will have
What are the Saints though? I mean, the Saints are always a cap hell. Jesus.
Yeah. And look, we know that the cap can be,
it's fake money. Yeah.
Yeah. The Saints are $57 million. These are the two teams, by the way, that we're talking about that are the most over over the cap right now. But then, you know, you see like guys who cover the Saints, like Nick Underhill, who every year he's got an article like, here's how the Saints can clear $60 million in cap space. By hitting the like brew coffee button on the coffee maker in the office there. So they certainly can get the job done. The team that would be another NFC South team, I think, like we talked about the Falcons, that would be interesting. Falcons have $56 million in cap right now. If Derek Carr is just signing anywhere, why not the Falcons, right? I mean, I think that, like, obviously there's some positives. Like, you'd think that Arthur Smith wants to have a guy with a bit more mobility in his back pocket, because he targeted Marcus Mariota. Ryan Tannehill is a guy who can move a little bit more than Derek Carr. But like,
doesn't that surprise you though, that he went that direction? Cause like his offense actually runs much better under center than it does from shotgun. And generally when we're talking about mobile quarterbacks, you want them from shotgun because they're able to kind of like, you know, see the field a little bit better. Right. And Derek Carr to me is a much better quarterback than some other young signal callers from under center than he is from shotgun. Not saying that he can't run it from shotgun, because obviously he can, but he looks pretty comfortable under center as well. So I don't know. I agree with you. I think it makes a lot of sense for Arthur Smith to try to bring in somebody like Derek Carr.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Dome team too. You know, if you look at some of Derek Carr's career splits, they're not as friendly when he has to go outdoors. Cali guy through and through. You guys can't handle the weather. We know that. Him and Jared Goff just like, we'll just play. Let's just play in September. Let's just play in October. And then shoot, you get it's in December. We better be in a dome, baby. We better be in a dome. So Falcons, dome team, Saints, dome team. Yeah. You know, maybe those are the best fits for Derek Carr because of that. But yeah, I don't know. The Falcons are interesting. Like, I'm curious as to what they think their window is, right? Because they've got talent, you know, on offense, right? Like, they have Drake London, who I think very highly of. You know, I think Kyle Pitts is getting a little bit too much crap for the season that he had last year at Sikiza. Guy had 1,000 yards as a rookie tight end. Nobody ever does that ever. I think he's a good player. You know, they have a really good run game, and the offensive line's pretty good. And, you know, definitely, like you mentioned, you want to have a good offensive line if you have Derek Carr, because he does get a little trigger happy when he is got a lot of pressure on. He will get to that check down pretty quickly. But, you know, if the guys are checking down, she's like Cordero Patterson as a receiving back, I think that could be pretty exciting there if you're in Atlanta. I agree with you that I think the Jets, they're certainly easy to talk about for Derek Carr, and it sounds like they want a veteran quarterback. But, you know, I did hear a lot of whispers off the record from and maybe this turns out to be not true just because, you know, Rodgers is going to go on in his little darkness retreat and he's going to, you know, be potentially filming it. We found out today on the Pat McAfee show that he might be filming that, which who wants to watch 4 days worth of footage of Aaron Rodgers in the dark other than Aaron Rodgers? I don't know. Don't sign me up for that stream, but I did hear a lot of whispers that he is going to retire, that he plans on retiring, but maybe he changes his mind after the darkness retreat.
He ain't retired. Yeah.
That's what people who would know are saying, but again, he's a tough guy to predict, obviously. Aaron Rodgers, again, you know, we don't know what's going to happen after the darkness retreat. We'll see. It does feel like the Jets are the destination for him.
If he retires, he will be back by week 3. There's just no chance in hell Aaron Rodgers stays retired. There's just no chance in absolute hell. All right. So,
but he has so much inner peace, James. What about that?
No, he most certainly does not. That is why he plays, which is great for us. That's what I personally love about him is that he actually has absolutely no inner peace whatsoever. But that's okay. Can we talk about what's on deck here for reception perception? Because it's the post Super Bowl. Obviously we could be taking a break, but you know what? We're not here at Reception Perception. Can we talk about what is on deck for RP Matt Harmon?
Yeah. Love to ruin my life again after a long season. You know, it's better than rest after a long season is more work for the people. That's what's good about it. Like I've mentioned before, I did change the schedule a little bit for off season. The first guys that are going to hit the site, in addition to the free agents, you know, the exciting guys that we named earlier, Jacoby Myers, Juju Smith-Schuster, DJ Chark, I don't even know. I'll pull up my tracker right now. It's like, do the people really need a Mecole Hardman reception perception profile? Do they really, really need a Mecole Hardman reception perception profile? But like, that's the next guys like in free agency that we're talking about here. And then other than that, though, I am going to do like some off-season change affected guys. For example, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they're losing Tom Brady as their starting quarterback. We'll throw a Mike Evans, Chris Godwin profile up there. DeAndre Hopkins gets traded. His profile is going to go up as soon as that happens. Prospects are also going to be underway soon. That's the thing is like, I'm curious about these prospects. Not so curious about what does the Alan Lazard reception perception profile look like. I want to get to prospects earlier than ever this year, which is also all that's been updated. Like on the subscription page, if you don't have a subscription yet, you go to the pricing page and you can scroll all the way down to the frequently asked questions. That's where you'll find the schedule for guys that are coming up on the site.
Okay, so that's the schedule for content. Now, when you guys come to the site, I would say in about a month's time or so, you guys are going to be shocked. Oh my God. We got a big website overhaul coming. And we're going into season number three here with Reception Perception, and it is going to be a brand new look. It's going to look unrecognizable. And it's basically to kind of improve the user function and the user experience. We listened to our users there and basically made huge, huge updates to the website, and that is currently under construction. That's happening in the background. But in about a month's time or so, I mean, certainly by April 1st, the new site will be launched. But I am aggressively trying to get this up in about 4 weeks here. So let's see what that looks like. But man, I'm really excited. We've seen, I've at least seen a lot of the early looks here for the website. And dude, I'm telling you guys, man, it looks incredible out there. And boy, I am really, really excited to share that with the people as well.
From what I've seen too, it looks really good and looks much more like a website that you'd like to spend, $30 a year on. Or shoot, maybe if you want to be a sicko, you want to spend $100 a year on it.
Exactly.
Come on down, come on down. It'll look a lot more tempting after this website redesign is over. So certainly excited to have that all done. Yeah, it's going to be a big year for Reception Perception. There's going to be I mean, just with the in-season tracking having been done, there's just so much more flexibility and so much more room to get more players in there. It's just tough to sell you guys on this, like, oh yeah, let me get you these free agent profiles here ASAP.
Right.
Honestly, tough to get my ass to the charting part of it too, when it's like, yeah, let's see what Mecole Hardman has to offer.
Right, exactly.
Darius Slayton, anybody?
Let's go.
And that's what we're looking at right here. Yeah, so yeah, not that happening. Great.
So yeah, no. Those guys will be coming up on the back end, certainly. But yeah, off the top, no, that's not what we're doing here. At rp.com. But yeah, go check out the website, receptionperception.com. And again, content will be flowing very, very soon as Matt works in the background to get the content up. I'm working with our web designer team to get the website up and going and updated as well. So man, a lot of things happening in the world of reception perception. And I know I can speak for Matt in saying that we cannot wait to share it with you guys. By the way, I just want to thank all the podcast subscribers too for sticking with us all this year too. It's been a great home and a great fit with Odyssey, and we appreciate them and their support as well. If you guys are catching us for the very first time, man, that'd be great if you guys would like and subscribe to the podcast as well. Obviously, we have a lot of fun here talking about ball, and we're going to do a lot more of that in the off season too, which, by the way, we didn't do that last year. We didn't give you this off-season podcast.
Exactly.
We're doing that this year as we head into 2023. All right, so that's it for us, man. If you guys have topics you'd love for us to cover, man, just find us on Twitter or on the Discord as well, and Matt and I will get to as many of your questions as humanly possible, and we'll go from there. How about that? All right, so that's the show. For Matt Harmon, I'm James Coe. We'll see you.